Well, Israel is moving closer to expel thousands of Palestinian Bedouins from their lands in the southern Negev desert. Now, the Israeli cabinet approved a plan in January to remove up to 70,000 Bedouins from the region. Israeli parliament also approved the scheme in a first reading in June. Two more readings are now needed for it to become a law. Now, under the plan, 40 Palestinian villages will be demolished. Israel will thus grab more than 70,000 hectares of southern Negev land. While the Bedouin people living in the desert accused Israel of ethnic cleansing. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Palestinian women have rallied in solidarity with the Bedouins. Also, more than 50 renowned British figures have voiced their opposition to the removal of these people. Now, they say that this is a systematic discrimination and separation. We're going to turn to Gaza, joined by International Solidarity Movement member, Mr. Joe Catron. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, many would say this is quite unbelievable, looking at 70,000 possibly units, going up and dealing with basically taking the Bedouins off of their land. Do you think that Israel will actually carry out this plan?
It's very hard to say at this point. The Prower plan faces a lot of opposition, both within historic Palestine and globally. The Zionist Interior Ministry has said publicly that it is bracing for global resistance to this project. So at this point, it depends entirely, I think, on how much resistance it faces, both here in Palestine and from supporters of Palestine elsewhere.
In your perspective, what is the goal of Israel at this point in expelling these native people from the land, 70,000 of them?
Yes, well, one reason I think the Prower plan as an issue resonates so strongly here in the Gaza Strip is that it is nothing new, particularly for Palestinians here. It's often forgotten that the Gaza Strip itself is basically a large refugee camp. Over two-thirds of its population, 1.2 million Palestinians, are refugees who were already expelled from their lands elsewhere in historic Palestine within Palestinian territories now claimed by Israel in 1948. So clearly this is something that Israel is capable of and that they have done in the past. Whether they are willing to do it now and face the resulting global condemnation is something that remains to be seen.
Okay, thank you so much for being with us out of Gaza from the International Solidarity Movement, Mr. Joe Catron.